We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Hi, welcome back to the show here at Petco Park. Padres are in Milwaukee. Final game of a four-game series against the Brew Crew. Matt Garza goes for the Brewers, and Odrisimer Despaigne back on the hill for the Padres. Jesse Agler, Mike Grace, and going to activate the Cholula hotline. And Jesse Spector, the Sporting News, is on it. He's on Twitter, at Jesse Spector. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it. You wrote a really interesting thing this week about the August trade deadline, right? We always say July 31st, hey, remember, this is the non-waiver trade deadline. And so in the month of August, teams can make waiver trades. But you had a neat alternative idea that you wrote about. And if you can maybe give everybody the short version, sort of basing it upon the posting system that is used with the major leagues and the Japan, the league in Japan.
Yeah, and my idea is basically that, you know, the waiver system had its purpose. And I think that today, in the game that we have now, the ability to block players really stymies the market. And especially when you're talking about, you know, situations where teams are making the buy-sell decision very late in the going. You know, you look at a team like the Tigers, if they had had a longer amount of time to sell off, maybe it wouldn't have just been Price and Cespedes, although who knows, because Dave Dombrowski winds up being out of a job, if ownership was really interested in going in that direction anyway, it's a whole different kettle of fish. But you know, the ability to block players is something that doesn't fit in with what anybody really wants to see. It's not helping anybody make their teams better, and it's standing in the way of making progress. So yeah, you start by saying, all right, let's get rid of that system. And instead of having a system where, you know, a player clears waivers and then he's in limbo pretty much for the rest of the month, am I going to get traded? Am I going to stay here? Put a time frame on it and have it be like the posting system. You put a player up, teams come in with their best offers. The trading team either selects an offer to go ahead with a deal, or they say, all right, you know, we're not happy with the offers, we're going to hang on to this guy for the rest of the season. I think it would be a much more equitable way for the sellers to go about business. It would be more fair for the players, and it would give the buyers more of a chance on players who they want and who they need to help them make noise in the playoffs, and winds up being a better playoff product because you have better teams as a result. And I think it's a win for everybody.
I think it would be a lot of fun, too, for fans and media to kind of keep track of all these things, particularly if the offers, you know, or the player who is being posted is made public. It's like, hey, man, we got 48, 72 hours to see what happens with, you know, whoever it is. I think it's a great idea. So we'll pass that one along to Manfred for you. Jesse Spector is with us from the Sporting News. You think the Mets are the biggest story in baseball right now, this moment, here on August 6th?
I think so, and I think a big part of that is because everybody expected the Nationals to just cruise to the playoffs. And part of the reason that they haven't is injuries over the first half of the season, but you know, they've gotten a lot of those guys back healthy now, like guys like Anthony Rendon and Jason Worth, and they're still struggling. Obviously, Strasburg is still out, but you know, it's a national team that really hasn't put things together. And you know, the Padres were in New York when the whole Wilmer Flores situation happened, and then, you know, the next day, you have that rain game, and you know, the Padres come back from a 7-1 deficit and beat the Mets. And for the Mets to just be at pretty much the lowest of the lows there to then come back, sweep Washington, go on the road and sweep the Marlins and take a two-game lead in the East, it's amazing. It really is a fantastic story. I think, you know, the Blue Jays run since they traded for David Price is also right there, but the Mets are just the most compelling story to me right now going on, because they're suddenly in first place, and with the way that their lineup looks right now, they're a real dangerous team.
I like that you mentioned the Blue Jays too, because that should keep their Twitter fans happy for the moment.
They're feeling overlooked.
It's like every time I see Jesse Spector tweet, he seems to be defending himself against the Blue Jay fans who feel slighted by something he either did or did not write. So I'm glad you worked it in, because for all the people in Toronto who are watching and listening, you know, now they can feel content for the moment.
Yeah, and if it's not there, Sorry, go ahead, Jesse.
They're a great story, and you know, they have a really good chance to make the playoffs now. And I've been hard on them over the past year and a half because I've had the idea that they should be in a better position than they are. I still think that they should be in a better position than they are because I think that they should have built that team with more pitching from the beginning. I know Marcus Stroman got hurt, but they still didn't have enough pitching. I think, you know, not just getting Price, but getting Troy Hawkins and Mark Lowe for their bullpen was enormous for them, and it puts them in a position to be a playoff team. They could have been a team that was running away with the American League East right now. So I've had some criticism of the Blue Jays, and fine for Blue Jays fans to be excited right now, but at the same time, you know what the situation is.
And if that's not the most interesting story, it's probably Dave Dombrowski. Has anybody been able to figure out and make heads or tails of what's going on? I mean, this guy's been so successful there and a track record before that of why the Tigers wouldn't want this guy around.
I don't know. And I think that part of it could have to do with, you know, just the way that the season has gone, and Dombrowski's been there a long time, and maybe you have the feeling from ownership that, you know, selling when you were still pretty close to the playoffs, even if it looked unrealistic, may not have been, you know, what ownership wanted. You don't know what the, you know, differences in opinion were there, and obviously he had a very successful run in Detroit. You can't judge everything on playoff success. You know, four straight American League Central titles, I think, for itself. When you're the best over 162, that means a lot. And I think that's an important thing to remember. Dave Dombrowski's going to get a job somewhere else, and he's going to be great because that's who he is.
Yeah, it's I don't know if it was Billy Bean that said it or if it was somebody who said it about Billy Bean, but the sort of thinking that a GM gets a team to the playoffs and the players and or manager is the one that wins a title. And I like that. I think that's an interesting way to look at it. You know, the architects of these teams, they've got to build a team that can survive the 162, thrive during the 162, and then at the end of the day, the playoffs being the crapshoot they are, it's much more on the players and the manager than it is on the front office, but obviously Detroit feeling a little bit differently. Jesse Spector is with us on the Cholula Hotline. He's on Twitter, at Jesse Spector. He's from the Sporting News. He's excellent on Twitter. I want to run something by you. You had a good idea with the posting system for August. I've got a big thing that I want to see changed in baseball, and I rant and rave about it all the time, but you're a national voice, so I want to bounce it off of you and see what you think. One of my big okay. pet peeves that has really been exploited even more in the last couple of years with this replay system is the lack of communication from the umpires and Major League Baseball after a decision. So replay is a good example, but it's not just replays. I'm not talking if there's a bang-bang play at first base and it's challenged and the guy's either safe or out and we all know what's going on. But when there's a more complicated application of the rules, the fans, the broadcasters, the media, everybody is left in the dark sometimes until after the game when an umpire will release a statement sort of explaining what they did. I would love to see whether it's the umpire getting on the PA system like in football or whether it's calling up to the press box and them making an announcement, like an actual explanation of here's why we ruled this way on something or here's what the replay umpire saw in New York or even, and this was the example with the Reds-Pirates brawl the other day, when there's a bunch of random ejections, announcing immediately who has been ejected. Because when I broadcast games occasionally, there's nothing more frustrating than trying to guess what's going on down on the field. And this seems like such an easy fix for Major League Baseball. Just announce. Just communicate. Just tell us all what's going on. Waiting until after the game to figure these things out, I think, is like a great disservice to the fans at this point.
I totally agree with you, and I think that it's very easy with the communication that they have in place with the New York office for replay to make something like this happen. I don't think that you have to put it on the PA or anything like that because, you know, that could be seen as an intrusion that you don't necessarily need. I think, though, that, you know, everybody who's on the field, all the players and managers are going to know because they'll have gotten the explanation from the umpire and crew. If you just announce it in the press box, if there's a line between, you know, the official scorer and the, you know, umpiring headquarters back in New York, there's no reason that you can't get the explanation that way into the press box, and then it's on every reporter's Twitter feed anyway. And
right.
Like we saw with Wilmer Flores, once it's on Twitter, everyone in the ballpark is going to know.
Yeah, no, that's another good example.
Right.
Yeah. All right, good. So I'm glad I'm not crazy and the only one thinking about this kind of thing.
kind of going back to your trade deadline talk with the second wild card, things have obviously changed. And I'm of the opinion that the trade deadline should be moved back a couple weeks, especially with this waiver process. And like you described, it's not exactly ideal. Would you agree that the regular trade deadline should maybe be moved back a little bit?
I think it's something that's worth looking into. It's happened before. It happened, you know, in the 80s. They moved it from June 15th back to July 31st, and it could be time to look at that again. I asked Rob Manfred about that at an event last week or a couple weeks ago. I guess it was a couple weeks ago now because the trade deadline was last week. He said, yeah, it's something that they're open to thinking about, and that's been, to me, the most encouraging thing about Rob Manfred's tenure before is that he seems very willing to listen to ideas about how to make the game better, and I think that this is one of them. I think that, you know, giving teams more time, you don't see the early July trades anymore, and would you rather have everything compressed the way that it was, or would you rather have, you know, something like what we had in past years before the addition of the second wild card, where it's a 3 or 4 week trade period, really? I think that it's worth looking into, whether it's August 8th, August 15th, I think the move would be helpful.
If nothing else, to give teams 2 more weeks to be competitive, it's good for their fans, and it's good for the game in general. You got to think it's going to lead to better baseball games, at least for 2 more weeks. And over the large sample size, maybe it's not a huge deal, but in the end, you know, it could make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, it gives more of an encouragement to a team that's falling out of it right after the All-Star break to start thinking about it early and try to jump on some things and try to, you know, get their players out there when it's still more of a seller's market, because it always becomes more and more of a buyer's market as teams fall out of contention. The longer that you go, the fewer teams are going to be buyers. So I think that does make sense, and I think that it's something that, you know, would benefit. Again, there's nobody who loses there.
Yeah.
So why not try it?
Yeah, one of those, it almost makes too much sense kind of situations. Jesse Spector, the Sporting News on Twitter, at Jesse Spector. I'll tweet the link again to the story about the posting system in August and how fun that could be for people that haven't seen it. Love the idea, man. Always appreciate the time, and have a good week, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Be well.
All right, you too. Jesse Spector on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. I love the August idea, and I'll tweet the link. And basically his thought is, in the month of August, instead of this waiver system where guys got to clear waivers in order to be traded, or if he's claimed he can only be traded to that team, or he's pulled back, obviously, by the team, that you would have a system where you post a player. And so, you know, let's who do we want to use as an example? Let's say the Mariners are way out of it, and Nelson Cruz is later on in his contract, mm-hmm. and they want to maybe trade him. They put Nelson Cruz up, and then teams have 24 hours to make an offer for Nelson Cruz. And we don't necessarily know what those offers are. And then the Mariners can say, all right, we're going to accept the offer from Baltimore, and the deal is made. And that's it. Or they don't, and they pull him back the same way as the waiver system. It's a lot more fair, it's a lot more sensical, and a lot more fun as well. So it's a great idea from Jesse. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Also return to your Twitter questions and comments using the hashtag PadresSH. Social Hour from the AMR studio continues right after this.